Turn to the book of 1 John, chapter 2. 1 John, chapter 2. And this morning we'll be reading verses 15 to the end of the chapter. 1 John 2, 15. This is the Word of God. Do not love the world, nor the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the boastful pride of life, is not from the Father, but is from the world. The world is passing away, and also its lusts. But the one who does the will of God lives forever. Children, it is the last hour, and just as you heard that Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists have appeared. From this we know that it is the last hour. They went out from us, but they were not really of us. For if they had been of us, they would have remained with us. But they went out so that it would be shown that they all are not of us. But you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you all know. I have not written to you because you do not know the truth, but because you do know it, and because no lie is of the truth. Who is the liar but the one who denies that Jesus is the Christ? This is the Antichrist, the one who denies the Father and the Son. Whoever denies the Son does not have the Father. The one who confesses the Son has the Father also. As for you, let that abide in you, which you heard from the beginning. If what you heard from the beginning abides in you, you also will abide in the Son and in the Father. This is the promise which He Himself made to us, eternal life. These things I have written to you concerning those who are trying to deceive you. As for you, the anointing which you received from Him abides in you, and you have no need for anyone to teach you. But as His anointing teaches you about all things, and is true and is not a lie, and just as it was has taught you, you abide in Him. Now, little children, abide in Him, so that when He appears, we may have confidence and not shrink away from Him in shame at His coming. If you know that He is righteous, you know that everyone also who practices righteousness is born of Him. That is the word of the Lord. Remember last week, verse 5 said, by this we know that we are in Him. The one who abides in Him ought himself to walk in the same manner as He walked. And verses 15 to 17, He's calling you to walk in a certain way, and that is to not walk in the way of the world, or to walk like the world. That you are to love the brethren, but not the world, nor the things in the world. He says, if you love the world, then the love of the Father is not in you. For what is in the world, the lust of the flesh, of the eyes, and the boastful pride of life, which are the lust of possessions and things in this world, those things are not from the Father, but from the world, and the world is passing away. And there is no true life in the world, or found in the world, only things that pass away. True life is found in Jesus, the one who does the will of God, who keeps His commandments. Eternal life is in Him alone. And so now He's going to refer to this world that is passing away. And He describes it further in verse 18 and following. But as an aside, just because the sermon will deal somewhat with this, John here is saying, do not be of the world. And what we'll learn in Genesis with Abraham is that there's a balance to that, that we still are amongst the world. We live in the world. And Abraham is going to deal with Abimelech, and he's going to make a covenant with him. And so there is a balance between not being of the world and yet being amongst the world and having dealings with the world. And so make sure you pay attention to that balance when we go to Genesis 21 in a little bit. And so in verses 18 and following, he's talking about this world that is passing away. And he says it's very close. He says it is the last hour. It is almost going to come. It's about here when the world will pass away. The world and all that's in it will be destroyed. Remember 2 Peter, it said it would be destroyed with fire. You've heard about the fact that the Antichrist is coming, he says. And even now, beloved, even today, Antichrists have appeared. False teachers, false prophets, ones who oppose the Lord. And from this we know that it is the last hour. And so even, perhaps even more now than it was in John's day, are we approaching that last hour? Day, every day, we're getting closer to that final day when Jesus will return and destroy this world. These antichrists, it says, they went out from us, but they were not really of us. Notice what he then says, which should give the children of God, us, the whole purpose of John is to give the children of God, us, assurance. And so notice what he says to give you assurance of your salvation. He says about these antichrists, if they had been of us, they would have remained with us. And so if you're a child of God, you have faith in Jesus, you will remain with the children of God. You will remain with the body of Christ. And that is at bare minimum, you'll be in the visible church. You have an anointing from the Holy One, he says. If you have true saving faith, you will remain and you have that anointing from the Holy One. And Matthew Henry says about this anointing, he says, they are anointed with the oil of grace, with gifts and spiritual endowments by the Spirit of grace. They are anointed into a similitude of their Lord's offices as subordinate prophets, priests, and kings unto God. So he's describing you, all of us. You know the truth. Here he says, those who know the truth, you are in Christ. You should be assured of your eternal salvation. And this is contrasted with the one of the world. The truth of the world is that there is no truth. It's full of lies. And they deny the truth. Anyone who denies the Father and the Son, they're an antichrist, it says here. Anyone who denies the Father and the Son, the one who denies the Lord, is the antichrist. They will not remain amongst the body. They will leave it. They will abandon us. And abandon Christ. And so here he's saying, let the Word dwell in you richly and abide in the Son and the Father and receive assurance of that salvation. When you do those things, you'll receive assurance. The promise, if you abide in Him, is eternal life. And John writes about these antichrists so that you won't be deceived by them, but that you also won't, after they leave the church, you won't be surprised by them. You should already know that there are some amongst the church who are antichrists, even though they may profess Christ now. They do not have true saving faith. And to the Christians, the true believers, he gives you the Holy Spirit who testifies of this true faith. There is one of the primary ways that we can have assurance because the Holy Spirit testifies within us and gives us perfect knowledge of God and in Christ through His Word. And that is His inerrant Word. It has no errors. There is no lies in the truth in His Word. And so it can be trusted and leaned upon above all earthly teaching, he says here. And then he says there's a great difference between those who have the Spirit and those who don't have the Spirit. Those who are God's children, those who are of the world. For you can be illumined in your heart and mind by the Spirit, which the world doesn't have. They can't have that. Even when they hear the Word, they cannot understand it, nor can they love it. But they despise it and are offended. And so here your calling is to abide in Jesus, not in the world, which is our tendency is to abide in the world. And here he says, abide in Jesus. And so walk in the same manner as Jesus walked, not in the ways of the world, but in the ways of Jesus Himself, without fear and shrinking so that you can have confidence in the day that is drawing nearer. You can have confidence in that day of His coming and not fear or shrink away. So we can have assurance here. The last verse, if you know that He is righteous, and you know that everyone who practices righteousness is born of Him. Another word of assurance. If you have righteousness, if you're practicing righteousness, that is testimony that you are in Christ and you are abiding in Him and you are of Him. Let's pray. Father, we thank You for the truth that we have here, that in Christ, abiding in Christ, that we can have righteousness, that we can be equipped to live in and amongst this world. Lord, we have tendencies, sinful tendencies, which still have that desire within us to be of the world, to have all the things of the world, just so that we could have things. To have those lusts of the eyes, pleasures of the flesh. Father, we still desire those things. Some of us more than others. And we pray and ask that You would strengthen us by Your Spirit to fight against that, to put to death those sins, and to live under righteousness, to walk in a manner that Christ walked, in perfect righteousness, perfect holiness, and perfect submission to You. Father, may we not, none here, may none here be of the world. Lord, let us not be of the world. Father, we praise You that we know the truth of the future in a very general way, that the world is passing away. This present evil age will be destroyed by fire. And even now, today, there are many antichrists, those who deny the Father, who deny the Son. Lord, we pray that there would be none here who do that. That there would be people here, all of us here, who submit to Jesus and love Jesus in all things and abide in Him. Lord, we thank You that He is our Savior, that He is our Lord, that He is our Creator. As the hints of the language of 1 John point us back to, from the beginning He was, and He created the heavens and the earth and all that is in them. Father, we praise You that we have a great Creator who is powerful and who loves us and who has desired for us this time on the Sabbath day, the Lord's day, to worship You, to rest in You. And Father, we do pray for faith, that You would strengthen us in our faith so much that we would have assurance of our salvation. As we think of all the different things here in 1 John that is trying to give us assurance, that is the Lord speaking to us to convince us, for the purpose of convincing us that we are His children, we pray that You would give us that assurance and confidence in Him and in Your promises that if we call upon the name of the Lord, we'll be saved. And if we have faith and believe, You will count it to our account, righteousness to us. Or may that be true of us today and for the rest of our lives while we are here on this earth. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.